Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Are you happy at work? Do you feel fully engaged in the job you are doing? Or do you do just what is needed and then head out the door? Our next guest says that recent research involving the answers to these questions is showing a disturbing trend, and that's why her organization is conducting leadership training in an effort to reverse that trend. Misty Jenks is CEO of the Chapman Foundation for Caring Communities. She joins us by phone now from her office in Midland, Michigan. Misty, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
So tell us a little bit about your organization and what your presence is here in our state.
The Chapman Foundation for Caring Communities is committed to developing leaders who have both the skills and courage to care. We believe that true leadership extends beyond the workplace, and it strengthens our families and enriches our communities. When we lead with care, we create a ripple effect that can transform every aspect of our life. We work with organizations to create cultures of care and accountability. We work with partners across the U.S., and we have regional learning in South Carolina, Michigan, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Colorado.
Okay, and so are these virtual type of training courses?
We do have some virtual offerings, but our foundational courses are offered in person. Currently, we do a lot of work in the Lowcountry, and we have been in the region since 2013, so going on 11 years. And we have close to 2,000 alumni there in South Carolina.
All right, so tell us about these trends that are of concern to your organization that you see happening in the workplace.
Yes, current workplace engagement and satisfaction levels are showing a really concerning trend. Research is showing that only about 32% of employees in the U.S. are actively engaged at work, with a significant portion, 59%, either disengaged or only doing the minimal job responsibilities. And this disengagement really does cost businesses in productivity and profitability, and can cost us at a global issue of close to $8.8 trillion each year. I think these findings really highlight the need for companies to prioritize creating a strategy for their culture.
Yeah, because, employees would probably prefer to be happy, right, at work. So tell us what this training involves then, and who is being trained. It's leadership training, correct?
Yes, it is leadership training, but our leadership philosophy is everyone has the potential of leadership if they step up and embrace that responsibility.
All right. Can you share with us, a real world example or two of where some of these have actually gone into practice? You don't need to give a company name or anything, but how this works in the real world?
Absolutely. So I'm going to use my own personal experience with these courses way back in 2015. And I thought to myself, oh, geez, another communication skills training. Great. But what I walked away with were tangible behaviors and understanding to how to communicate with my children better. I had a young teenage daughter and we were just butting heads. And this course really opened my eyes to, oh man, we just have different behavioral tendencies. We focus on different things first. She was more about the people side of the communication, and I was really focused in on, okay, what is the task before us? How do we get this done? How do we move it forward? It was a true gift to my relationship and why I'm doing what I do now, because every time I stand up in front of the class, I hear that same experience of, man, this helped me at home, and it's helping me now in the work environment. We have also different partners in South Carolina, specifically the Medical University of South Carolina and the North Charleston Fire Department. We have tons of training on how do we do our job better? How do we actually relate and talk to people and build better relationships?
So basically, a better work environment boils down to a better relationship environment.
It does. How do we interact with people? And people are all so very different. And that's what's so interesting about organizational psychology, because it does come down to the people side and the behaviors. How can we grow together in our understanding of each other and make the business better as we do that?
Well, Misty, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Misty Jenks is CEO of the Chapman Foundation for Caring Communities, and we will have a link to the South Carolina activities that this organization is sponsoring posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.